WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas Department of Transportation and the Texas A&M Transportation Institute are collecting your opinions about improvements at George Bush Drive and Welborn Road. TTI's Tim Lomax says the project, which was first proposed in 1999, is now at the point where TxDOT is buying right-of-way.
We feel pretty confident that the space that's going to be there is going to be a good space for us, but what happens inside that space hasn't really been determined yet. That's what we need some input on.
An online survey includes opinions about the current three-level design, which provides through traffic on Welborn, along with alternative construction schedules.
Certainly there's going to be the possibility of doing construction around the clock. Well, that might shorten up the project, but it's also going to be pretty disruptive during the time when that construction process goes on.
Lomax says the intersection handles about 60,000 vehicles a day, not including Aggie Home football games. A link to the online survey is on our website at WTAW.com. The state agencies plan to hold public meetings this fall that incorporate survey results. A Bryan man is dead and another Bryan man was seriously injured following a head-on crash just after 1:30 yesterday morning. DPS says this was on the southbound freeway service road in North Bryan near FM 2818. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver of a southbound pickup crossed the center line and struck an oncoming car. The driver of the car who died is identified as 21-year-old Steve Williford Jr. The driver of the truck who was in the hospital is identified as 58-year-old Ruben Martinez. Any proposal in the Texas legislature to decriminalize possessing a small amount of marijuana will not get a hearing in the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee. That's according to Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner, who chairs that committee.
Right now, I don't plan on setting that bill. As a physician, as a doctor, I'm concerned about the marijuana utilization.
Schwertner on the Infomaniacs also cited negative consequences in Colorado after marijuana was legalized. A who's who of federal government leaders addressed members of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce yesterday in the nation's capital. Senator Ted Cruz provided some of his comments to the delegation.
I'm encouraged that we'll see a reg reform spirit in Washington that is far more reminiscent of how we approach things in the state of Texas. And I think that'll be very good for jobs in the business environment and very good in particular for the state of Texas.
The chamber's community liaison, Royce Hickman, also talked about the trip on our show.
Our Congressman Bill Flores has done a really incredible job of lining up. Every 30 minutes, somebody different will come into that room. They don't leave the room.
Today, the local group will split up to visit all Texas members of the U.S. House and Senate. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80. And I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, and educational seminars.
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
That's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Mature Well is now open, so get to a healthier place today. Visit maturewell.chisaintjosephhealth.org.
Hey, good morning, 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Low pressure developing over Kansas and Oklahoma this morning, drawing moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico. Scattered showers with the chance of thunderstorms today, breezy 80 to 85. The storm will shift east of the area tonight. That will allow skies to clear. We're 50 to 55. Sunny, breezy tomorrow, highs 75 to 80. And more nice weather is forecast for Friday. Lots of sunshine, highs will be around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team is on a roll, earning another win yesterday against Houston Baptist. We'll take a look at that. Meanwhile, Alabama football coach Nick Saban is looking at a huge salary increase. And in Major League Baseball, the Astros took Game 2 of the Lone Star Series against the Rangers. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, Rob playing injured today, huh?
Yeah.
Got the little voice thing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about as injured as we can get here. All right, let me see. There's a little bit of... Well, I guess we've got to check the percentages since Rob doesn't do percentages of rain. But anyhow, look today for an 80% chance of showers. They say mainly after 10 o'clock this morning. Some could be severe with fat rain. High temperature will be 83.
Winds fat adjusting. Rain. That's not nice, Scott.
Well, instead of heavy rain.
Are you fat shaming the rain?
Exactly. Anyway, look for a high temperature of 83 and winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, a 30% chance of some shower activity, and the winds will be out of the north and kind of windy. And then we'll have north winds again on Thursday. Sunshine, about 75.
Yeah, like it'll be said, nice. 80.
Sunday, it's 85, you know, so that's it's okay.
Not horrible.
No, yeah. And we do need the rain.
Yeah.
Speaking of, if you're doing any traveling this morning, actually just down by Navasota, there's some rain, and actually really heavy rain between Navasota and Conroe. If you're on 105, which is sometimes not fun to drive anyway, add rain to it. And actually, there's none in Houston right now. More rain over in Vidor and Lumberton. They always need it.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like New Orleans. They need to get washed out whenever they possibly can. All right, so they're busy in the legislature in Wisconsin.
Okay.
If I were to say to you, number one dairy product in Wisconsin, what would you think?
Cheese.
Yeah. Should there be any... question about that?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, it wasn't until yesterday that the Wisconsin legislature decided to make cheese the official dairy product.
Oh, it hadn't been?
I don't know. Was yogurt trying to elbow it out?
Do we have an official dairy product?
You know, I don't know that we do. Now, it says here that Wisconsin produces 3 billion pounds of cheese each year, which is more than any other U.S. state. So I guess they figured making cheese the official dairy product was a Gouda idea, huh?
Ah.
The state's official animal is the...
cow.
No. See, now...
Oh, here, badger.
Yeah, right.
Badger.
And see, this is where we are on this.
I just went from dairy to cow.
The state official animal is the badger, but the official domestic animal...
Is the cow.
Because, of course, everybody has
wrong.
A pet cow. No,
yeah.
No, that's what I say is they had to delineate what they
were
going to do with that, because it would be clear that if you're going to be the dairy state, and they are, that the cow's got to win some kind of an award
or
whatever. And milk is the official state beverage.
You know, that word association thing reminds me of an old riddle that we used to do. Here, Chelsea, okay. Chelsea, spell silk.
S-I-L-K.
What do cows drink?
Not milk,
water. That's right. But most people will associate and say milk.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Oh, very good. You've been up a while.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All I know is that you're right, Scott. Wisconsin legislature is super busy.
What else have they done?
Yeah.
Yeah. The idea is to give cheese its rightful place in the state's designation from a fourth grade class in Mineral Point, a city in southwestern Michigan that's home to one of the state's nearly 150 cheese plants. So the Senate approved the measure on Tuesday. Bill previously cleared the state assembly. The governor, who you probably can't name, but his name is Scott Walker, is expected to sign that into law, so that now all the stars have aligned in Wisconsin, and everything should be as it now. But here's my problem is they make a lot of beer up there, too.
Yeah?
Is the beer Lobby not happy that milk is the official beverage?
Well, I don't know if you can make an alcoholic beverage the official beverage.
No, you can't. Yeah. And after all, what can you use milk? Not cream, but milk. Is there a alcoholic drink?
A milk stout? Info.
White Russian. You can put milk in a White Russian.
There we go.
There you go. Yeah.
Ooh, then it'd be a light Russian, wouldn't it? It'd be like a light White Russian because it wouldn't have the
heavy cream. Yeah.
Okay, we're discussing alcohol at 6:15.
Which is why I missed my cue.
Yeah. That's okay. You're forgiven.
Yes.
All right. That's an excuse that happens.
Spring is here, and so is the Greater Brazos Valley Builders Association's 2017 Spring Parade of Homes. The parade begins Saturday and Sunday, April 29th and 30th, and finishes May 6th and 7th. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders or their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes map can be found at gbvbuilders.org, Facebook, in the Eagle newspaper, theeagle.com, and insidebrazosvalley.com. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 29th and 30th, and finishing May 6th and 7th.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, good morning. There you go. It's May the 3rd. It is Wednesday. So, I mean, the weekend's here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Close.
Yeah, okay.
Close.
I wish. It's day 123. That's 123.
Okay.
Got 242 days to go. Now, today they're saying is National Teacher Day. I thought yesterday was, but that's okay.
You should celebrate all week.
I think it's true. It's Paranormal Day.
Okay.
You know,
I've been on a ghost hunt before.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Locally?
No, in New York. I did a story on it whenever I was in grad school.
And?
It was really cool.
Okay.
Did you see any ghosts?
I mean, I didn't see any ghosts, but there was definitely some activity.
Okay. Oh, they had like an activity scope and it
right.
was, yeah. Okay.
Right. And
EVP
it was like clicking and, oh yeah.
yeah,
we used all sorts of fun toys. It was nifty.
Cool. Now, how many people were on the ghost hunt?
There were probably about 12.
Okay.
They have right outside of Syracuse, they have like a Central New York paranormal group or
okay.
whatever.
Yeah.
And this woman that leads it, that's who we were doing the feature on, but she has been on the Discovery Channel and the Travel Channel. They do those ghost adventure shows.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty cool. And she invited us to come with them because they were investigating it was an old restaurant that had some fire damage and whatnot. Mm. I don't know. So,
okay.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. But it's like one of the state's largest paranormal groups.
Now, did the tour cost something?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't. It was really like a meeting of the members. Like they were just going out. So it wasn't actually a tour.
Okay.
We just got to tag along and bring our video cameras and stuff.
So now, that was a few years ago. Have you checked to see if they have a Facebook page or anything like that?
I can find it. I'm sure I can. Yeah, I can look her up.
Because I'm sure
Stacy Jones was her name.
All right. Well, that's I thought that he was a railroad engineer, Casey Jones.
Nah.
Okay. So
Stacy Jones, paranormal investigator.
Yeah. So, this sort of thing. I mean, I can see how that can grow legs in this world because that way you could communicate with people who aren't geographically close to you yet share some incidents.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait till the next time I go to Nebraska when I can do such and such, you know, some haunted corn loft or something.
I'm a skeptic, so.
Yeah, well, again, if you've had something happen to you, you're not a skeptic
That's
anymore.
True.
So there you go. School Nurse Day.
Important.
Remember when there used to be school? Are there still school nurses?
Are there not
on every
anymore?
I don't know.
I think there are.
Okay.
Where else do they go?
Yeah.
When they're, you know, growing up in history class.
Yeah.
The nurse's office was always better the option than taking that history test. Yeah, sure.
Sure. Yeah. It's Garden Meditation Day.
Ooh. Okay.
That'd be fun. And two different color shoes day. Either of y'all ever decided to celebrate that?
No, two different color socks, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Never the shoes.
And you have a pair just like it at home, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, and that's fine because there are plenty of colors of shoes out there. You don't have to worry about that, and that'll work. And it's also Lumpy Rug Day.
Okay.
Whatever. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays of Levi Johnston. He's 27. He's the father of Bristol Palin's
Whatever happened to
child.
Him.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Levi.
Cheryl Burke is 33 from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca Hall is 35. She played Johnny Depp's wife in Transcendence, and she's been in a few other movies. Country singer Eric Church is 40.
Oh my, okay,
pretty cool.
I actually really like him. Okay. He caused a little stir when he threw all the people who have won a singing contest under the bus.
Oh yeah,
so like Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert, who kind of got their start on things like American Idol. Yeah,
Since he worked his way up and didn't have that going for him.
But I like his music.
Christina Hendricks is 42. She was from Mad Men.
Okay.
And she's on a Netflix series, Happen Leonard, I believe.
Okay.
Dulé Hill is 42. He played Gus on Psych on the USA Network.
Sure.
And was also on The West Wing. Dame Dash is 46. He co-founded Rockefeller Records with Jay-Z.
Hey.
Yeah.
Now he's making a lot of money, probably doing nothing. Christopher Cross is 66, and now I'm going to have the Arthur theme stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
Real name is Christopher Geppert.
Really?
Yeah, and he had family here, as a matter of fact.
All right.
And he won, like, what, 5 Grammys in 1 year, and then that was about it.
And then
right?
just disappeared. Yep. Yeah, he had, like, Sailing and Ride Like the Wind.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, very recognizable sound.
And then he's gone. Mm-hmm. Greg Gumbel is 71.
Hey.
The other Gumbel brother.
Yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Frankie Valli, 83.
Wow.
Hey, Four Seasons.
Boy.
Yeah.
Four Seasons, dude. Yeah.
Definitely. And Ron Popeil.
All right.
Set it and forget it. He's 82.
Set it and forget it.
82 is still slicing and dicing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Norman's Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota Tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So over the weekend, Congress reached the new government spending deal, which they are set to vote on later this week. Now, unfortunately, details of the bill would make you think that Nancy Pelosi were still in charge of Congress. Washington Times points out that the $1 trillion spending bill is 1,665 pages long, spends $700 million per page, and much to the delight of congressional Democrats, the bill doesn't allow for taxpayer funding to start building the border wall. Now, the bill continues to fund the country's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, through September, and it also continues to provide federal funding for sanctuary cities. Now, isn't the GOP supposed to be in charge, pro-life, rule of law, the party that prides itself on fiscal responsibility?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-4747.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-4747. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-885-4747. 800-885-4747.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. A number of Democrats repeated concerns about massive conflicts of interest, but Wall Street lawyer and Goldman Sachs advisor Jay Clayton was approved to head the Securities and Exchange Commission on a 61-37 vote that included 10 Democrats supporting him. Humana reports first quarter earnings before the bell. The health insurer pre-announced its first quarter profit and could benefit from its strong Medicare Advantage business. The company has said it would exit Obamacare business in 2018, so investors will keep an ear cocked for comments about President Trump's health care overhaul plan. New York Times is expected to report a drop in first quarter profit, hurt by higher operating costs, even as it's been ramping up its digital business to offset declining print sales. The tech-dominated NASDAQ set a new record, closing up another 4 points. The S&P 500 gained 2, the Dow grew by 36, and futures at this hour are pointed upward. And that's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Well, there's nothing like a good, stupid criminal story, but, you know, occasionally I like to give you a nice heartwarming story, and that's what I got for you today. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Matt Alzamora is a history teacher at a high school in Pennsylvania near Philadelphia, and here's how much his students love him. Earlier this year, they found out he's colorblind. He mentioned his daughter had told him how pretty a sunset was, and he wished he could have seen it. So, a bunch of students recently pulled their money together to buy him a pair of enchroma glasses. They've been around for a few years, and they help people with certain types of colorblindness see color for the first time. They ended up with $528. So many students chipped in that they actually had too much. So they also had a big sign made that said, "You make our lives more colorful." They surprised him with the glasses during a staff meeting on Monday, and he saw a huge difference as soon as he put them on. He said everything was a lot more vivid. But here's the best part. He's taking a bunch of students on a trip to Paris this summer, and they're going to the Louvre. He's been there before, but he's excited because he'll get to see all the art in color for the first time. Now that is a heartwarming story and a great example of how sometimes the little things that people can do can make such a huge impact on people's lives. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Oh, that's it! That's what I get for buying cheap lawnmowers at a big box store! There's gotta be a better mower!
Well, you, sir, are in luck. This Saturday from 8 to 1, WC Tractor and Brian is having a huge Bad Boy mower sales event with $200 off on all Bad Boy mowers. And Mallory, the Bad Boy girl, will be there to answer questions and sign autographs. Plus, tons of giveaways, product demonstrations, and test drives.
I've heard great things about Bad Boy mowers.
Discounts on Bad Boy mowers available at all WC Tractor locations.
Do some weather, shall we, at 628. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Well, looks like we're going to have a high today of about 83. 80% chance of some showers, mainly after 10 o'clock this morning. And the winds could gust up to about 20 miles an hour. They'll be coming up out of the Gulf, so watch for them coming up from the south. And new rainfall amounts could be a half to three quarters of an inch possible. Tonight, 30% chance of rain continuing. They probably would be after 1 in the morning, and winds will be out of the north at 15 to 20 miles an hour. North winds on Thursday with a high of 75, but we've got sunshine back. Near 80 on Friday, and the winds will still be out of the northwest, so that'll be okay. And then Saturday, we're looking at a high temperature of 82 and probably be at 84 by Sunday. Right now, winds are out of the east at 6. 91% relative humidity, overcast skies, got 71 degrees.
Whatever you do for a living, chances are you think you're the best person for the job. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 17th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
In almost every mother-son relationship, a change occurs that gets mothers very upset. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-801-3030 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-801-3030. That's 800-801-3030. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
For mothers, raising a son is different than raising a daughter.
During the first 10 years, boys need a lot of security to come from their mothers. They need a lot of time. They need affection. They need a bonding.
Dr. Meg Meeker, author of the book Strong Mothers, Strong Sons.
Mothers bond with their children, particularly their daughters, by talking to them. Boys, however, bond with parents and other people more by doing activities together. So there's one instance where I say, moms, you know, you may want to bond with your son during his second, third, fourth grade years by talking a lot, but he really just wants to go bike riding with you and he wants to spend more time with you.
But something happens after age 10. Something changes.
Boys pull away from their mothers. Daughters don't, but boys do, because developmentally they need to do that to develop into an emotionally and psychologically healthy young man. You know, and then a little bit later on in a boy's life, after high school, he again pulls away, and then he pulls away again when he goes to get married.
When their sons pull away, it can be very painful for mothers.
Because mothers begin to feel that their sons don't like them anymore. Boys get a little snarly. They get snappy. So when mothers understand this is a normal, healthy process that my son needs to go to, we don't take it personally, and then be ready when they want to come back and be closer to us, which they do.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The idea of improving the intersection of Welborn Road and George Bush Drive began in 1999, well before traffic volume reached its current level of about 60,000 vehicles a day. The Texas A&M Transportation Institute and the Texas Department of Transportation have an online survey that includes the latest design.
You have the railroad and Welborn through lanes. If you don't want to intersect with Bush at the top, the next level down would be bicycle pedestrian layer, so the bikes and pads are out of any conflicts with any of the traffic. And at the bottom is George Bush that goes underneath the railroad track.
TTI's Tim Lomax says in addition to the survey, conversations are underway with Texas A&M about adjusting schedules during the construction period.
Adjusting work schedules, possibly adjusting class schedules, possibly adjusting parking arrangements. What we need to do is figure out what works for people and how do we go about implementing the changes.
Lomax says TxDOT has started buying right-of-way for the interchange, and the state agencies plan to hold public meetings this fall to update those interested in the project. A link to the current design and the survey is online at WTAW.com. For the better part of 20 years, the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has made an annual trip to Washington, D.C. The Chamber's community liaison, Royce Hickman, says 24 local leaders spent yesterday inside the U.S. Capitol, where they heard from elected and appointed officials.
And here's some of the people they're going to see today. The Health and Human Services Secretary Thomas Price is going to speak to them.
Wow.
Senator John Cornyn, Senator Ted Cruz, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, Majority Whip Steve Scalise from Louisiana, Chairman of Transportation for the House, Bill Schuster from Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So it's not just Texas folks are having an opportunity to talk about our issues with.
The office of Senator Ted Cruz provided some of his comments to the local group.
The key to economic growth is real simple. It's small business. Small businesses generate two-thirds of all new jobs. If you want to see the economy growing and booming, you lift the burdens on small businesses.
Today, the BCS delegation will split up to visit with all Texas members of the U.S. House and Senate. If the Texas Senate's Health and Human Services Committee considers legislation to decriminalize possessing a small amount of marijuana, the chairman says it's not going to happen.
I haven't, and I don't anticipate setting a hearing date.
Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner, speaking on our show, says he has concerns as a physician about marijuana usage.
And I've seen, obviously, some negative consequences in Colorado.
Schwartner says there is a chance the proposal might be added to a related bill before the end of the session, but he believes any legislation should have a committee hearing before it's voted on by the full Senate. A two-vehicle crash in North Bryan on the southbound freeway service road early yesterday morning resulted in the death of one driver and serious injuries to the other driver. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says this was on the service road near FM 2818. Morgan says the results of the preliminary investigation show a truck crossed the center line and struck a car head-on. The driver of the car was killed. He was identified as 21-year-old Steve Williford Jr. of Bryan. The driver of the truck, 58-year-old Ruben Martinez of Bryan, was taken to the hospital. The University of Texas student who was stabbed to death Monday was remembered yesterday in Austin and in his hometown. The UT president said Harrison Brown of Graham wanted to pursue a career in music.
His family and our community will never be able to hear Harrison play and sing again. And for this, our hearts are breaking and we are deeply, deeply saddened.
Brown was remembered last night during a candlelight vigil where he attended high school. Joe Gordy is the principal at Graham High School.
His fellow seniors voted him class favorite. He was named Mr. GHS. And then we have another award we give at our local scholarship award that's staff nominated for best all-around boy and girl. And Harrison received, so Harrison received accolades from his peers, the whole school.
Two of the three survivors were released from the hospital yesterday. UT's police chief says the suspect, Kendricks White, had known mental health issues, including a recent involuntary commitment at an unidentified facility. Kay Bailey Hutchinson may be making a political comeback as the former senator is reportedly the leading candidate to be the next ambassador to NATO.
Rice University professor Richard Stoll, who studies international conflict, says under a President Trump, it's a pressure-filled job.
Yes, we want them to increase their defense spending, but these are our longtime partners. And so I think the president's going to find that being part of NATO is actually pretty useful.
He says while the president is pressuring our allies to contribute more to NATO, that's a debate that's been going on for generations. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 72 degrees. You can call or text into the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Lance and his crew are experts at farm equipment service and repair. They do trailer sandblasting and painting, plus electrical and running gear repair. Wegward Inc. is also offering welding services for your farm equipment, fencing supplies, pasture gates, H-braces, and corner posts. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. with locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at texascountiesdeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Wrong. Registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Volleyball has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Central Sports Flag Football is specially designed for 4-year-olds through the 6th grade, and girls volleyball is 1st through 6th grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Central Sports team. For more information and registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Girls Volleyball, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977.
Do some weather, shall we? It's 640. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Low pressure developing off to our north will be responsible for the showers and thunderstorms we'll see today. It'll be breezy, up to 80 to 85 this afternoon. It'll clear out overnight and turn cooler, 50 to 55. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, breezy and pleasant. Highs will reach 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Clear, comfortably cool tomorrow night, 50 to 55, and it'll be sunny and pleasant again for Friday with a high around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from pitcher Turner Larkins on the A&M baseball team's win over Houston Baptist last night. Meanwhile, former NBA player Brandon Roy was shot in the leg as an innocent bystander in L.A. due to gang violence. And the Celtics and Warriors were the winners of their NBA playoff games last night. We'll take a look at all the details on that. Coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so that was a pro athlete from what sport that was shot?
NBA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you're standing around gang members, does that basically tell you that that's probably something you shouldn't even be doing anyhow?
Yeah,
just your random bullet happens to hit you in the leg?
Well, yeah, he was allegedly protecting some children from the shots.
Was he? Okay. Well, then,
That's what reports state.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Why doesn't he just move him out of the neighborhood if he needs to do that?
Yeah.
I'm just... Yeah. All right, so let me see here. Oh, so we're this Chit Chat Wednesday, of course, and we're going to have State Senator Schwertner on. He's usually on Tuesdays, but he'll be on today, and we'll have the congressman here in about an hour, and then the mayor of Bryan will be here as well. In the meantime, some of the stuff that I guess we'll probably talk about is, the government shutdown, that could happen, and now, see... If the Democrats do it, it makes the Republicans look bad. If the Republicans do it, the Republicans look bad. How does that work? How do the Democrats never look bad if they're the ones who shut the government down?
I haven't figured that out. I've been wondering that myself.
That would be an enviable position.
They always
seem frustrated, and I lay the blame at the feet of Harry Reid, who didn't permit regular order last autumn, and that's why we're in the situation where we are today. And I want to make sure that Donald Trump is not blamed for a shutdown of the federal government. And you know as well as I do, Sean, that if the government were to shut down, the mainstream media would blame President Trump.
That's right.
Of course.
Yeah, Sean.
I like that he uses the word autumn.
Yes.
To describe the season. That's really what I got out of that soundbite.
That's on the Sean Hannity show. So yesterday, the president talked on the phone with Pootie Poot.
Oh, yeah.
And they agreed to speed up diplomatic efforts designed to end the civil war in Syria, calling the conversation, quote, a very good one, unquote. The White House said both leaders discussed the possibility of forming safe zones to shelter civilians. Rex Tillerson was in on the call as well. But in the meantime, leader of the free world at it again.
We just have one kind of big. It had to be combined into two tweets.
Okay.
But apparently Hillary spoke at a organization yesterday. Mm-hmm. And kind of, and if you listen to the top of the hour, you heard how she was making excuses for why she lost the election. So, of course, he had to come back and say something about it. He tweeted, FBI Director Comey was the best thing that ever happened to Hillary Clinton, and that he gave her a free pass for many bad deeds. The phony Trump-Russia story was an excuse used by the Democrats as justification for losing the election. perhaps Trump just ran a great campaign.
and who better to know than Trump himself,
right?
Absolutely.
She was at, she did an interview with Christiane Amanpour at the Woman of the Year Summit in New York City. And she said she has conducted an excruciating analysis of her failed presidential campaign. You didn't go to Wisconsin at all. How excruciatingly analytical do you have to be for that?
But no, Scott, don't you know that it's because of us dirty men,
misogyny. There's no doubt.
It's all because men hate women so much.
And now, had you gone to Wisconsin, you could have maybe won and come home with some cheese.
Exactly right.
Just putting that out there.
Well, she made her mistakes in her campaign, and there were, quote, challenges, there were, quote, problems, there were, quote, shortfalls. But the aforementioned James Comey and Vladdy Poot-y-Poot are the ones that caused this to happen. She said, had I been elected, wonderful things would have happened. Hillary, the first time any woman is elected, wonderful things are going to happen. Okay, so it's really not just
it's not on you.
And what they're saying, what she said is, well, this stuff that came out made people who would have, quote, voted for me otherwise change their mind. No. They weren't going to vote for you for a lot of reasons. They were just looking for somebody else. They just didn't want to vote for Trump.
Exactly.
I mean, we knew they didn't
want to vote for you. It was a lose-lose situation.
Yeah. So they're going, that's the best that we can do when it comes to that. Now, let's see. We'll talk about the Affordable Care Act. Apparently there's another speed bump there. That's not getting done the way they wanted it to. In a continuing effort, you know, it's really interesting. The Democrat Party realizes they've lost a whole lot of people that were in their base. And one of the things that the Democrat Party used to be able to do was be a really big tent. I mean, you could take people who didn't agree at all on some things, but they could agree that they would prefer to be Democrats than Republicans. Okay, that's one of the things that worked. Well, clearly you can take one issue that really makes a difference, and that is abortion. I mean, it always has been a problem, no matter what. And here's the Democrat Party, who basically has been pro-choice, and now what Nancy Pelosi is trying to do, she had made a speech yesterday saying that the Democrat Party should not impose its view on abortion on its candidates. She told the Washington Post, this is the Democratic Party, it's not the rubber stamp party. She said, I grew up Nancy D'Alessandro in Baltimore, Maryland, in Little Italy, in a very devout Catholic family, fiercely patriotic, proud of our town and our heritage, and staunchly Democrat. Most of those people, my family, extended family, are not pro-choice. You think I'm kicking them out of the Democratic Party, she asked? Well, yeah, the Democrats have. Yeah. They have been doing that. If you grew up with a very strong feeling about this clearly controversial issue, the Democrat Party was giving you nowhere to hide, for you to feel comfortable inside that party. So now, and what is it? Duh. Now she's just picking up on this?
Right.
I mean, it's 2017. She's the one who, like, 8 years ago said, and again, as a Catholic, I'm not sure when life begins. Really? Why don't you ask your priest? I bet you your priest could probably tell you when life begins.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what she's trying to do. She's trying to make the tent bigger again. But she has to remember all the things that she's done as a leader of the Democrat Party that marginalizes those people.
Yeah.
That's a very basic belief. And you're trying to say you're not welcome in my party if you don't believe the way that I do?
Yeah.
Anyhow, so she's trying to do a little damage control ahead of, I guess, the midterms to see how that works out.
It's interesting.
Yep. 6:48.
Your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 6th features this year's Voters' Choice Contest winner, Randy Pavlock, in 24/7. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. You can bring your own refreshments, but glass containers are not allowed, and coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on-site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 6th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 6th, it's Valuing Your Cattle Herd. Learn how to value your herd from a buyer's perspective so you can develop it to get the most from what you take to market this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Ferns are fun, they're frilly, and they're just plain fantastic. If you're not on their bandwagon already, you certainly need to be. Let's take a look at some of the best ferns, both outdoors and indoors. I've grown all of these, and I'm going to be discussing. I'll depart from normal technique. I'll give some first-hand impressions. I'll have those ideas right after this important message. It seems like these days that temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But let's do some math. For what you're paying in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. Mueller backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design, and they're priced right. Mueller kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series storage buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller space for a lawnmower, a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Mueller, made in America and made to last. Some ferns are useful in landscaping. They're able to withstand Texas winters and come back year after year. Given rich, moist soil and a shaded location, they provide wonderful texture to all that surrounds them. Wood ferns are the most common in most of Texas. They're tall, to 24 to 30 inches tall. There are lots of different varieties. They all look pretty similar. Their upright fronds are medium green and large. They're deciduous, meaning the fronds die to the ground with the first frost. Actually, this is an entire class of ferns if you watch closely. For a few nursery visits, you'll occasionally find a mixture of several different types of native wood ferns. Give them all a try. Autumn fern looks like a florist variety. It has deep green glossy leaves on low clumping plants. It makes an excellent intermediate plant in the shade border or the ground cover bed. It's increasingly available in the nursery trade, and best of all, it's virtually evergreen. I love autumn fern. It's just beautiful. Alaskan fern is a deep green, lighter textured variety. Mine have grown to be a little larger than basketballs given several years in our beds. They're pleasing, but I really prefer the autumn ferns, I have to admit. Maidenhair ferns look so fragile, yet you'll see them surviving several years in a medium care bed with a lot of moisture. I've seen them in Texas landscaping, especially the farther east and southeast you go in the state. Maidenhairs are native over much of North America, so they're probably not as delicate as you'd guess. In fact, I've seen them growing in the Big Bend country in Big Bend National Park in a very protected, moist location. There aren't many of those in Big Bend National Park. Holly ferns, on the other hand, look very durable, yet they seem to freeze out almost every winter in the northern half of Texas. They survive fairly well in the southern half of the state and in protected spots farther north. The foliage does burn sometimes, but it'll come back very luxuriantly. The deep green, large leaves provide a completely different and bold texture to the landscape. If you're growing ferns inside your house, make one quick mental adjustment. Where you'd grow them in deep shade outside, you need to give them the brightest windowsill that you have inside your house. Boston ferns are the parents of many, many of the popular houseplant ferns, including Golden Boston, Fluffy Ruffles, Florida Ruffles, Roosevelt and Whitman, and Dallas fern, and so many others. Bird's nest fern are much bolder, growing in a deep green rosette, but they're much more difficult inside. Rabbit's foot ferns are delightfully lacy, bright green, and interesting, and fairly easy. When the grass won't grow in the shade, that's the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, the number 17 Texas A&M baseball team defeated the Houston Baptist Huskies 8-2 for their fifth straight win last night on Olsen Field. Here's pitcher Turner Larkins on the win.
Our offense, you know, has really been coming along these last couple of weeks. And, you know, I thought they were the big thing tonight. Good approaches all night long. You know, Coach Bolt really had them ready to go for the game.
Hunter Coleman led the Aggies offensively, going 3-for-3 with 3 runs scored, 2 RBI, and a walk. With a victory, the Maroon and White have won 18 of their last 22 games.
games. Next up, the Aggies host the Mississippi State Bulldogs for a 3-game set beginning tomorrow. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In college football, Alabama coach Nick Saban will be paid over $11 million this season under a 3-year contract extension that includes a $4 million signing bonus approved yesterday by the University Board of Trustees Compensation Committee. Altogether, the 8-year deal running through January 31st, 2025 is scheduled to pay Saban $65 million, not including incentive bonuses that could total $700,000 each year. In A&M tennis, the 11th-ranked A&M men's team received its 24th consecutive bid to the NCAA Men's Tennis Championship announced yesterday afternoon. The Aggies were named one of 16 host schools as the national 12th seed and will host the first and second round action at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center May 12th and 13th. The Maroon and White will take on Buffalo in the NCAA opening round, while number 21 Oregon and number 33 Memphis will compete in the other first round contest. Meanwhile, the 20th-ranked A&M women's tennis team received an at-large bid to the 64-team NCAA Division I Women's Tennis Championship and will open against the Louisiana Monroe Warhawks at 10 a.m. on Saturday, May 13th at the Hurd Tennis Center in Waco. In Major League Baseball,
deep drive right field. This is going to soar, but will it be fair? Marwin Gonzalez has hit a grand slam! And the late inning magic continues at Minute Maid Park. A grand slam by Marwin Gonzalez.
Marwin Gonzalez hit two home runs, including a go-ahead grand slam in the eighth inning that rallied the Houston Astros over the Texas Rangers 8-7 last night. Gonzalez hit a towering fly off Keone Kella just over the right field wall and inside the right field foul pole for his first career grand slam and a 7-5 lead. Game 3 of the Lone Star Series is tonight at 7:10 p.m. in Houston, and you can hear that game over on The Zone as well. In the NFL, Jamaal Charles has left the Kansas City Chiefs for a contract with the rival Denver Broncos. The Chiefs' all-time rushing leader has signed a 1-year incentive-laden deal. Charles ran for over 7,200 yards and 43 touchdowns in 9 seasons with the Chiefs, but he played in just 8 games over the last 2 seasons after tearing his right ACL in October 2015. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics and Golden State Warriors won last night's playoff games. Isaiah Thomas torched the Washington Wizards for 53 points as the Celtics earned a 129-119 overtime win to take a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Steph Curry dropped in 22 points and Draymond Green added 18 to lead the Warriors past Utah 106-94 in the opener of the Western Conference semifinal series. And former NBA player Brandon Roy was injured in a weekend shooting in the Los Angeles area, according to reports. USA Today reported Roy was shot in the leg while standing outside his grandmother's house near L.A. Roy was an innocent bystander in what was determined to be a gang-related shooting at an outdoor gathering. Reports state that Roy shielded children who were in the area. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Get commercial-grade performance and a full 4-year factory warranty at a price you can afford with a new Commander zero-turn mower. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com. Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hey, about a minute till. Good morning. News Tech Talk 1620 WTAW. So a Mets fan named Tom McDonald, best friends with a fellow Mets fan named Roy Riegel. Well, Roy died 9 years ago, and Tom was charged by Roy's family pretty much with disposing of his ashes in an appropriate manner. Mm-hmm. So at first, well, Tom scattered some ashes at the ballpark and the notable places. But then he realized it was a whole lot easier just to flush him at the ballparks. Down the toilet.
Wow.
Around the country. So, Tom says his rule of the game is he waits until the game is in progress. Then he'll take a small bottle with a scoop full of Roy's remains to the facilities with him. He'll take care of what he needed to do, then flush. Then he'll put Roy's remains in and flush again.
Okay.
That's one way to go, I suppose.
That's right. So far, his ashes have been deposited in at least 9 stadiums across the country.
Wow.
All right, way to go. Way to say goodbye
good
to a friend. Yeah, the way that he wanted to be. Let's take a look at the weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Got some more rain probably on the way today. We're hoping, that we get new rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch. Winds are going to shift around, 64 tonight, 76 tomorrow with sunshine and north winds. Right now, it's 72 outside. WTAW.